Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So, you got, 3,400 here, blah, 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 carry the one, carry the seven. You make just enough, literally just enough, where you could handle two households. You need more money.
Mm. Oh, can I get another credit card?
No! No!
I've been found guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree, but I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me, a judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, you know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. The little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
This is Love After Lockup. This is what this show is.
This show is made up of people like that woman who would not tolerating foolishness.
That is true. The barbecue friends on Love After Lockup do not tolerate foolishness.
This woman,
they do
was,
not.
This woman was so nonsense, and just he was just. This woman scolds people on the daily.
On the daily.
Her name was Annie, and she wasn't here to play.
Annie, and she was not here
but
to play.
But my favorite way, he's like, so you mean I should get it? Maybe I should get her a credit card. She's like, no!
No! It's the same as like Rochelle. Rochelle in poor Oklahoma being a good friend. And like, I love that. What's her name?
Wait, they're in Oklahoma?
Lawton, yeah. She lives in UConn.
I don't know where that is.
Oh, it's where Garth Brooks is from. It's a very famous town. UConn, Oklahoma.
No,
Oklahoma,
it's not.
Garth Brooks.
It is not a famous town.
It's like Atoka, where Reba's from.
What's its population?
It's at least probably, I would say probably 47,320 people. It's a lot.
There's no way it's 40,000.
No, 47,000 people. It's a suburb of Oklahoma City. It's right by Moore where all the F5 tornadoes hit. Well, it's a little more east.
It makes sense. Okay, I need you to look up what the population of UConn is.
But anyway, I'm going to say her friend Rochelle, I love that line where she gets off the phone and Rochelle says, well, and she's like, I don't want to hear it, bitch. Because friends don't tolerate foolishness. That's a good point. Sorry if it's echoey in here, y'all. We're in a hotel
We're in a hotel room.
In Detroit. Because why are we in Detroit, Poodle?
Because we're doing a live show here tomorrow night, Saturday. We're recording this on Friday the 19th. And the show is tomorrow night at 8 at the Majestic Theater on 420. Bring your gummies.
Poodle said I can have a gummy at intermission. I'm excited.
You can have half a gummy.
I'm very...
Y'all pray for me.
Especially now because y'all, Gino and Jasmine are going to be there.
It's official. We're interviewing them on the stage. We're very excited.
Very.
I don't know what Jasmine's going to wear.
We're going to see them in the first half. I can't do a gummy and then interview Gino and Jasmine.
They'll be in the first half for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then... as always, our little sketch that we do, comedy sketch with costumes that'll happen in the second half. But we're very excited to ask Gino and Jasmine things about Michigan. Yes. We're not going to have any spoilers. Obviously, we talked to TLC about that.
They are allowing us. Now, I think the VIP is sold out for that, but there's still tickets if y'all want to come.
I think there were like 10 more VIPs left.
Oh, because he said he was trying to get it. Well,
oh, really? In Detroit? Yeah.
But I don't know. They bought a ticket. I don't know.
These it's Carl's too
late.
Wives.
Y'all can't email us like the day. I know I feel for you, but like we can't contact. It's too late.
Do you know what it's like the day before a show?
We can't.
We're running out getting wigs.
Oh, yeah.
The things that happened the last minute at a reality gay show.
We just found out we're getting Gino and Jasmine literally on the plane about to take off. So then and the plane didn't have internet. So as soon as we land, we're going, wigs, gay things, just looking for props. It's just like searching Detroit.
Y'all in Detroit, how do you get things by 5 a.m. the next day like we do in Los Angeles?
I know. I don't even know if I'm...
I can't even get a bald cap.
I don't even know.
This is homophobia.
To see my bargain block people.
I don't know what that is.
HGTV.
And it does nothing
Evan and
for
Keith
me.
And Shay. They're my favorites. I love them. Anyway,
we're
very
excited.
Do you ever
think that watching HTV and finding people find homes is filling some kind of hole in your life?
Oh, 100%. It reminds me of my childhood. Oh, I could have told you that 10 years ago. I know I love walking around my daddy when he was building spec houses and things like that. And just the smell of the sawdust, the concrete. Oh, I love it with the clay.
So it's all based in trauma.
I'd love a cologne of that. Sawdust and concrete. I'd wear it. Actually, it'd probably make me sneeze. I once had a sawdust candle, and it's the worst candle I've... It was called, like,
Stop
barn.
Talking! There's some times where I'm just like, God, I hate this. Sometimes I'll just look at him and just go, oh, I wish you stop talking.
Anyway, we're
going
to
lose the power of speech.
We're going to use part of the show, and then we're going to dinner and probably drinking. So I don't know what the second
I don't know what the
like.
Second part of the show is going to be like. We wanted to get this done today because we got the screener a little bit ahead of time. We just both watched it. This is Love During Lockup. It looks like it's season 5, episode 1. Mm-hmm. Is that official?
I think we're officially on season 5. I think what they're starting to do, because didn't they do this last year where... It's like Love During Lockup is the
beginning. Is there
B90? Then we have Love After Lockup.
Yes.
And then they do...
What's Life the, After Lockup.
Life After Lockup. So they kind of have been airing them in that order. Also, now the new branding is... I don't know if you saw the email, but I love it. WeTV has been really great. They sent us this email, so thank you for giving us screeners. But for right now, it's called... Every Friday night, it's called For Real Fridays. And that is so good. For real. That is the... I emailed them back and I said, this branding is perfect.
And they're like, stop contacting us, please.
They did.
Just some other quick announcements, y'all. We are on tour, as we mentioned before. We are going to be at the Majestic in Detroit on Saturday the 20th. Tickets still available. Also, we're going to be in Toronto, our first Canadian show. Toronto at the Opera House. Mm-hmm. Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be, that's on the 21st. Mm-hmm. So, and that's an 8 p.m. show as well. So coming down and see us, our first Canadian show. We have a big surprise for our Canadian sissies that night. I really want to say what it is, but I'm not going to.
It's not a cast member. Don't get it.
It's not. It's a special surprise.
But speaking of cast members that don't live in the U.S., y'all, Love in Paradise.
You've watched it. I have yet to.
Oh, I can't say anything because it drops on Monday or Tuesday night
Monday.
When it airs.
Monday night.
We will be covering it. It will take the place of The Single Life. It's wonderful.
It'll be on our regular feed.
Yeah. I mean, we already saw this in a trailer, but there's just a man going around the world giving his sperm to people.
Yeah, I'm really worried people will do a little digging in this guy's background and stuff's going to pop up like crazy.
It's... And, you know, the character...
He's obviously sick.
There was some... Yeah. There's some surprises of... Again, not... But there was a twist in a way with the gay male character and then the... Who now his partner is...
Identifies as trans. Yeah.
But the what they're doing with that storyline, I was like, oh, this actually could be really heartfelt and meaningful. And I did not expect it.
Wow.
So I think it's going to be a great season. And we still didn't see some of the other, like...
Cuckoo birds.
The cuckoo birds. They're saving them for a second episode. Love them.
My heart belongs to the cuckoo birds.
Y'all, it's going to be a good May.
My heart belongs to daddy first, but then the cuckoo birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the special ones. What did I want to tell? Oh, I'm going to tell our Jordan and I is that, not the podcast.
But, okay.
You'll listen for my story about Cleveland. We had a great show in Cleveland.
We had a wonderful show in Cleveland. It was a
They
ball.
Showed up.
They showed up. That, they y'all, showed out.
You Cleveland fuckers, that weather was shit. I got to be honest.
I thought it was nice that night.
No, the weather the last couple of days, it was really all over the place. Oh, it was warm, hot and windy. Then we got a thunderstorm. Then it was rainy and cold the next morning.
But then it warmed up again. That's true.
And then it got cold again.
Literally this morning, I went and got my coffee at the arcade because Sissy said I needed to go to the arcade, which was beautiful. It was warm when I got there. I got my coffee. I sat for 10 minutes and had a coffee, and I walked out, and it was freezing and windy. You're right.
Riveting.
How do you live in Cleveland?
I don't know. I don't know how to follow that. I did bring it up, and I'm sorry I did.
You did. I love that when he brings something up.
And then I regret doing it.
And I can tell on your face you regret it, but I'm going to make you sit in it and keep talking because you brought it up.
And because then I can't tell you to shut the fuck up about it because it's my fault that I brought it up. You can spew garbage about Atoka all you want, but I know that's initiated by you and it's ridiculous and it's not getting anywhere.
By the way, the population of UConn is 47,000 people. You're welcome.
I think that's probably included in Oklahoma City. Let's be honest.
No, it is not. It's a bigger town. I'm telling you. Come at us, UConn sissies.
Now they're all going to be coming for my head because I told them their town wasn't big.
Anyway, I've never been. I'm 44, I think. Anything else? Are we ready to talk about For Real Friday?
It was Gino and Jasmine, Love in Paradise, and our tour. So yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. The next tour date, by the way, after Toronto, we have a break. The next is Nashville on the 7th or the 8th. Just look at our Instagram.
Look at our Instagram.
Our link tree.
Not our TikTok because we're still banned.
We're working on it.
Working on it.
Okay, I'm looking at the... Okay, we need to start.
Yeah, we can start.
Should we just jump in with Tenny and Rob? Tenny is a 33-year-old stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
Rob... 34 robbery with firearms.
I'm just going to say this now. I am extremely attracted to Rob. Holy fuck.
Well, it does seem to track because does it not give you pause that there are cameras everywhere in the house and he's watching?
Oh yeah.
This is like the movie Sliver, but less sexy.
Oh yeah, wasn't
Billy Baldwin and Sharon Stone?
And Billy Baldwin, he's the one that kind of went a little.
No, that's Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin went cuckoo. Yeah.
Billy Baldwin's still liberal as fuck.
Oh, I wonder what Billy's doing.
Billy Baldwin's married to fuck. The woman from Bill Phillips, China Phillips.
He is?
Yes. They've been married for a long time.
Well, look at that.
I feel like I'm telling you things that people in entertainment all know.
What?
And it's not a surprise.
Well, I didn't know.
Billy Baldwin was
you're
so
tell me that
hot.
Annette Bening's married to Warren Beatty or something
not
like
anymore.
That. They're divorced?
I think they are.
They broke up?
I think they are.
Love
Maybe
is,
not.
Love is
look
dead.
It up while I talk about it. So y'all, Tenny and Rob, they are basically the only thing Tenny thinks about are her kids and Rob And they have been married for 4 years.
Yes. That's a long time.
Yeah. And he's been incarcerated.
Yeah, they're still married. I don't know. Don't try to break them up.
Okay, sorry. He's been in jail for 18 years. He was sentenced to 18 years. He's been in 16, and he went in when he was 18 years old.
When he was 18 years old.
So this is someone who literally grew up in prison.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Sadly. And she sits.
So it's going to be hard when he gets out.
It's going to be hard. And when Rochelle's over there talking to her, Tinny kind of jokingly says, I don't have any really much of an identity anymore. It's just Rob and the kids. And I went,
show me unhealthy.
Show me ding. Codependent. Right? Yeah, that's not.
Show me personality crisis.
Y'all, we can't do the segment, What's Their Trauma on Love After Lockup, because it gets too dark.
It's just everyone's got like 11 of
every,
them.
Yeah.
So, y'all, there are cameras in this house everywhere.
Everywhere.
How do I say
Which
this?
Which normally you like.
Yeah, but I turned them on and I like to be. This scares the shit out of me.
I don't like it, especially later on when they talk about how he's always correcting them,
it
like
gives
clean
me
up and this.
Extremely, extremely bad vibes.
Yeah.
That this person, that Rob is very controlling.
We've talked about this on the show. A lot of this show, if you're new to Love After Lockup, we say this about a lot of shows, but I actually feel like this is probably my favorite show we watch because it's not the cringe of Sister Wives. It's not the cringe of Smothered and all that. But I mean, there's moments, but the show really has honestly dysfunction, heart, and like kind of broken humanity, but still humanity.
Tell me when you talk about the good part.
that keeps me, this show more than any other show we cover.
Yeah.
I think about these people like weeks after it airs.
I think this woman needs a lot of therapy. Something went wrong somewhere for her so they met in 2006. They went to high school together, dated briefly, but then lost touch, and he called her Big Head.
Called her Big Head. I guess maybe she had a big head. And she just messaged him one day on Facebook and said, well, happy birthday.
And you love Big Head. You still love Big Head. And this is when I started to write in. He's, quote, big on security, unquote.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is. Just a guess.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because he's big on. Maybe he uses that as an excuse. But this is really fucking weird.
I mean,
it gives me extremely scary vibes.
It does. I mean, we talk about this some on the show before, but I think this will probably be a great example of this person does not know how to live in the real world.
No,
at all.
And is really, and I,
and in prison, you often they talk about this. I've heard on this show and other podcasts I've listened to, but kind of the vigilance you need to have.
Right.
And that's not the way real life is.
At best, Rob is trying to be in their lives more at best and also be able to be there because he's worried about them. At worst, he's a controlling nightmare and needs to watch everything they do to feel alive.
Yes.
So I don't know what that is yet.
And the fact that he must be some type of model prisoner in that they gave him a phone and he's allowed to have a phone.
Well, he called himself a shock caller. So what that means is it's more than that. He's way up in the prison hierarchy and things aren't always, it's because he's, let's say he might be a model prisoner, but it doesn't mean he's always doing model things.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I've watched way too much Oz.
I want to know if my brother knows anybody of the Carter County Sheriffs, if they know in, I don't know what county Lawton's is in. I'll ask him. This is a long drive, though. So Yukon is just east of Oklahoma City. Lawton is like on the fucking west side of the state. So this is probably every weekend with her kids.
Why am I plagued every single season for something to be in Oklahoma and I have to hear about how long it takes to drive and what's in certain cities?
They're not really now. I mean, but you can, if you did go to Yukon, if you took 44, you would have to go through Oklahoma City.
Silence.
A little bit more. You definitely want to go through Piedmont. That's okay. Going to be on the west side. But you'll eventually get to Lawton and...
Not Lawton?
Huh?
Is it L-O-W-L-A-W?
L-A-W-T-O-N. What'd you say?
Lawton.
I don't know that. That's not a
Lawton?
Town. That's not a town in Oklahoma.
Okay. Okay.
It's called Lawton.
Lawton. Okay.
Lawton.
Okay.
But I only bring that up, y'all, because she's having her children go with her every weekend. This is like, y'all.
This is bad.
This is like
this
a 2.5 to 3 hour car drive one way.
When you just told me that made me feel even sadder.
This
because
is not a
30 daughter,
minute drive.
The daughter, Cheyenne, she has two children, Cheyenne and Nehemiah. And y'all,
I love those
the
names.
Kids are telling you, the kids are telling the camera, the kids are telling her, we're nervous with this guy coming in, even though we know you're really excited. And I'm glad she kind of said, thank you. What do you guys think about this? Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to do this, but thank you for letting me go wild. But at the same time, they went to visit every single weekend. And Cheyenne
and
even
says- I
wonder
if he would freak out if they didn't come to visit him one weekend.
Oh, that's even darker.
I wonder that.
Yikes.
Y'all, this show really is, when you think about it too much, it's sad.
And she's a little bit too much trying to keep up appearances, I feel like. It's classic, kind of like, I'm not saying physical abuse, but it's classic victim of emotional abuse.
Yeah,
not letting anyone...
Disassociating,
not letting anyone know they're having problems. Especially to the friend, Rochelle.
Even just like her, like she's beautiful, but like
she is.
Everything is put together. Her house looks immaculate.
Y'all, there's going to be some dark shit that happens with them this season. And I'm sad the kids are still
there. I'm already invested because when they showed the clip of this season on, when she turned the cameras off, I went, no!
No, she should have done that a long fucking time ago. This is bad. So Rob calls on the way and says... hey, I need to discuss something. And I went, uh-oh. After the visit, later on they visit, they obviously don't. We can't see the visitations.
No. Poodle's tried that in prison before.
To video it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And after the visit, he's like, he didn't say a word. So I guess, she's like, I guess I'll hear about it when he gets out.
I think that's very telling. Well, just let's kick that can down the road until we have to deal with it.
And then he says, it's one of the only secrets I hold from her.
Not true. Not true. You guys. If you're with a man who says, I only have one secret and I need to tell you, they have dozens.
Many, many, many. Yeah. And the children call him dad.
They do.
Which, again, y'all.
Which, maybe that's why she takes her kids every weekend, because maybe she doesn't have somebody else to watch her kids. She doesn't trust other people with her kids. I get all that. But the fact that you need to go every weekend, like, how does your daughter have a life? She's a teenager.
And also, both the little boy, Nehemiah, say, we're excited to have dad home, but... it'll be weird to have a father figure living there because we've never really had one. And the sister is also, his sister is basically saying, I'm worried about him and him making rules and discipline because he'll say things like, hey, you're supposed to be eating on the couch. Can you imagine how frightening that is? Where a voice comes out of the fucking camera to you and saying, hey, why are your shoes on the chair? That is fucking scary to me.
Mother Poodle would have loved that.
She would have.
Y'all never would have done that fireplace thing. She would have gone, God, Jay Bird and Brother Poodle, what are y'all doing there? God, I didn't raise you to be that way.
Mother Poodle's voice comes out of a camera. That's my worst nightmare. But y'all, these little breadcrumb clues along the way from the kids tell you everything.
Yeah, they get it.
Like Tenny's saying, everything's great. We are just the perfect couple. And the kids are like, Yeah, it's not great when he tells when he watches us all the time and tells us things at night when we're thinking that we're supposed to be asleep, but he's awake. And even Tenny's like, yeah, sometimes it'll be 2 a.m. And he's like, don't worry, baby, I'm still here. I was like, ah! I would be as nervous as a cat trying to cover up shit on a tin roof. If there were cameras around me, I couldn't live like that.
It made me laugh. It made me think of that. Was it last week where they did like a music video on Saturday Night Live of like that country song?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like Carrie Underwood's Before We Cheat, but the one girl's like, I cover myself in wallpaper of your mom's house and hid. And she just goes, hi.
That's, y'all, this is not healthy by any standard.
No.
And I think Tenny probably doesn't listen to any of her friends, because when you're in that, this is coercive behavior. Yeah, this is, and he has led her to believe this is normal.
And they're not dating. They are married.
They're married. They're married for 4 fucking years.
So I bet you, I have a feeling they're going to be on Love After Lockup.
Oh, no.
We're going to see this play out.
I can get past the cameras because I'm having a hard time right now.
I want to see it play out. I'm already invested.
I like her. I think.
I do too.
I don't know.
And her kids are adorable. With her daughter with her little cute glasses.
Yeah. The kid. It's a great Lalu family.
But doesn't Cheyenne seem way too adult for her age?
Well, you know why. Parentified yeah. child.
Oh, I know. I've spotted it. You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So can we move on to these two are going to be stars this season. Andrew, who is 40, a warehouse supervisor, and Candice, who is 29, burglary. Before I go on,
722.
Did you notice that Rob was convicted of robbery? Robbery?
No, yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I guess that's befitting.
Okay.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Greenwich, New Jersey. Have you ever been to Greenwich? Is that like outside of Newark?
Newark.
I don't know a lot about Jersey. I know the place that's near New York City, but I don't know. I think Greenwich is farther away.
So you really haven't fucked there, have you?
No.
That's how I know if you've been there or not.
Jersey City, yes.
Yeah.
Greenwich, no.
Okay. Well. y'all, Andrew is, he's just a man in love. He's just a man in love with a woman named Candace who's in Vegas, and he's just going to pay for everything. This man's not.
Simple alert.
I wondered when you're.
Simple alert. We got a simp.
Y'all.
Simp.
Would Deontay watch
Big
this guy
simp
and go
simp? Goon the cheese.
Would Deontay think this is a simp?
Yes, even Deontay would
think
this
Deontay
guy was a simp.
Would too.
My favorite statement here is, I do believe that I'm a hopeless romantic, and I wrote, well, you got the hopeless part right.
Yeah, but I'm hopeless by buying gifts and showing affection.
Let me just clarify. This is not being a romantic.
No.
None of this means being a hopeless romantic. This is feeling so insecure that you think you'll never have anyone, so you're going to buy their affection. This has nothing to do with being a hopeless romantic. Also, I think that term is, no one knows what it means, and that term means you live in what we normally think it means in society is you live in the idea that some type of romance that doesn't exist will come to you.
Is that where the word hopeless comes from? Because it feels like it should be more you're a hopeful romantic. Like you have
too much
hope about romance.
In other words, you're hopeless to not be a romantic.
Yeah.
But I agree.
Yeah, okay.
But that's when people say that, I think that should be a red flag these days.
I think people use it
realism.
I think people use it as an excuse for the dysfunctional behavior.
Preach.
And they feel like it's common to say it.
Yes.
But no, y'all, this is not good.
This guy's a fucking loser. I'm sorry.
No, he actually seems like kind of like Deontay, like
stop.
Simp, like
just
a nice guy.
Stop.
No.
This guy's
not
a loser.
Everybody has a sordid past like you think.
No, I'm not saying he has a sordid past. I'm saying he's a fucking loser.
But I guess I'm ending it more like Deontay was funny though. And like he
was a, I think this guy has those vibes to me, but even more of, he seems
But he's not
sweet.
Funny, and he's even more of a simp, if possible.
But he's not, this guy has not dated a lot.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here God. And say that this guy's gonna get super clingy and Candice. It is spelled with an I.
I've always seen Candace spelled
no,
that way.
No, it's I've seen it with an A, Candace.
Oh, I've seen it both ways. I've seen Candace with an I.
Okay. All right.
What is Murphy Brown? Candace Bergman.
Bergen.
That's what I said. Is she with an I?
You know, I don't know.
Hey, Siri, how do you spell Candace
They're not going to tell you.
Boy, won't tell me.
Anyway.
Oh, it's with an I.
It's with an I.
It's with an I.
Wow, I think I'm just so used to seeing Candace
okay, shut up,
with an A.
Okay, it's actually spelling it. It actually is going B-E-R. It will spell shit.
Riveting. So they've been dating, he and Candace, he's actually with his friend James, he is packing up and moving all his shit, or it seems like he's moving a lot of supplies to go to Vegas.
I'll tell you about this about James. James came from Greenwich Central Casting. This guy doesn't
You're
have
right.
friends.
Yeah,
and normally
Andrew,
that's you that says that.
Andrew has no friends.
When I'm saying it, it means it's real. He has no, because this guy, they told him, look, when he tells you everything, we need you to do a double take,
bug your eyes out
and go, what? I say.
Foghorn Leghorn, yeah.
Yes.
We need you to be that stereotypical black guy who doesn't believe what's going on.
That is a trope in Lalu.
Yeah. So, of course, y'all, he found her on a dating site. Already, if you're... I'm going to say this now, and maybe some of you have done this, God forbid.
Oh, no.
If you're on a prison dating site...
Not familiar.
Something's happened. Okay. And your insecurity levels are way
well,
beyond.
Sometimes you're just curious. You just want to see who's in prison looking for another man.
You've committed when you join a prison dating website.
All right.
So I loved her kind of interesting, her opening line here. And it said, she calls, by the way, and she's like, yay, babe, I'm so glad you told someone about me. And Candace's opening line says, I'm Candace, but most people call me Chevy. I'm going to need the reason for that nickname.
Question is, the truck that he bought, was it a Ford? I don't know if
oh
it was
my
a
God.
Chevy. I don't think he
oh
bought
Oh, my
her.
God.
I don't think he bought her a Chevy truck. Like a rock.
Y'all, if you know anything about, let's say, well, maybe this was only in the South where I grew up. The debate between Ford and Chevy.
Oh, no. It was discussed at length in Oklahoma.
And you would see.
You can get a Silverado or a High Country Ford.
You would see Calvin pissing on either a Chevy symbol or a Ford symbol.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. I messed it up.
It was like
High
Pepsi
Country
and
Chevy.
Coke.
Or a King Ranch Ford.
I don't know what either of those things are.
I learned so much. I knew a little bit of it, but for that 5-hour drive each way to take my dad to Houston for fake cancer, Matthew, that's a King Ranch Ford. That's 2020 model because it's got the pinstripe, son, and then the things that come down at whatever they're called. The leg steppers, when they pop out automatically, they didn't get those on the 21s. Silverado's got them, but they drive like shit because they go to the side.
What did you
I
do?
Learned all about... My dad talked about trucks.
No, I mean, how did you cope?
I made Maddie's Honky Tonkin' playlist.
And you just tuned it out.
Because the first time I went down there a couple times, we didn't have music. So we're just sitting there and my dad, which I enjoyed our talks actually. Now I loved hearing him talk, but it was a lot of truck talk. So I made the Maddie's Honky Tonkin' playlist on Spotify.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, we'd still talk. I would turn it down on Daddy's hands because I didn't want him thinking about dying. Or there was a silk. Any sad country songs about dying on the honky tonking playlist?
Yeah, pull those down.
I turned them down, and that's when Dad and I had conversations.
Wow.
It was great.
I didn't think anything was sadder than when I brought up poorhouses at the Boston show and people dying in them.
Hey.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think I brought it up because I found out my great-great-great-great-grandfather had actually died in an Irish poorhouse.
Really?
Yes.
When did you find that out?
Like a couple of years ago. Like they did some kind of like some one of my relatives that did some kind of thing and like
you
one
told
of the,
me you came from royalty and that your line is like purple and blue blood and all that. Were you lying to me?
That's one side of my family.
Is that documented?
No, I just know it. How about that? How about we say in a previous life I came from royalty? Because in this one I didn't.
This one you didn't.
No. I'm from poor white trash who died in a poorhouse. And poorhouses are actually, you would go when you had, when all your relatives kind of died and no one could like support you. You had nowhere to go. You just worked and they gave you shelter. And you just were going to work until you died.
All right. So Candace.
They were also known as workhouses.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
So as Poodle said,
AKA Chevy.
Yeah, AKA Chevy.
The filter on her pick was wonderful. very glamour shot.
She loves Andrew because his money is genuine. I mean, he is genuine. And she thinks he's a good person.
He's very pure, she said.
And the letters brought her in.
And as she said, there's so much that's wrong with the world and he's nothing to do with that. Gives you a little bit of her insight. Also, y'all, by the third letter they wrote each other.
Yeah.
She demanded to become exclusive.
This is, get ready, y'all. Because this bitch is going to be jealous as fuck.
By the third letter. Can you imagine?
She's giving me Lisar vibes.
I agree.
And Stan.
Stan.
Stan, mommy master. And oh. I just wrote, my next thing that I wrote was, holy, holy, holy shit. He's setting up an entire apartment for her in Vegas and bought her a fucking
truck. Two households. Both alike in dignity. It's the first thing I thought of.
This,
in fair Verona.
What would a man have to do for you to pay? I know you're going to say no, but I want you to close your eyes.
Ugh.
Take a breath and think about for you to pay for a man's apartment at $1,400 in Vegas. What would he have to do?
I can't see a possibility that anything would ever happen because I don't spend money on anything.
You know what he would have to be? What?
He would have to be Lucky Vanna circa his Diet Coke commercial days.
Back in 1998.
And he would bang me like a screen door and it would be life changing.
Yes. That's a good one. Lucky Vanis. God.
In those days. Yeah.
And then your mother would get all the Diet Coke she wanted.
Or Ryan Gosling in The Fall Guy. Have you seen pics of him and how good he looks in that movie?
He looks very good in that movie. Ryan Gosling in The Fall Guy or...
All of it.
Ryan Gosling in Drive.
Ryan Gosling in Drive.
Or the
Place Beyond the Pines when he's got the teardrop tattoo.
Now is he in The Notebook?
He is in The Notebook.
Is he hot in that?
Yes, but I never saw that movie.
Wait, you quote it all the time, but you've never seen
The
Notebook?
I've never seen it. I can just tell you it's not real.
But we should watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
Why not? Ryan Gosling's in it.
Because I don't have the time.
But don't you love her too?
I like Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. I like her too.
I don't want to be sold some fake version where where everything is aspirational.
But you watch these Keira Knightley movies where everyone's royalty and then they're in love and none of it's real and it's aspirational and then they die at the
end. It's not the same. The Notebook is a sappy movie.
Oh.
Keira Knightley movies are all about furtive sighs in a drawing room.
Did she do a version of Wuthering Heights yet?
No.
She should for you.
People haven't done a big screen version of that movie in a while.
I'm saying it now.
That novel in a while,
I should say. It's going to be one.
It's been a BBC miniseries in the original with, like, I think it was Merle Oberon and Laurence Olivier. Oh. Yeah.
Hope it's better than the book.
Shut up. You don't know anything. He thinks that she's really into him because she made him some, like, elementary cross stitch patterns, which took her an afternoon.
I made crosses on that at Stoptown Baptist Church at their Bible school. We did better crafts, I feel like, at my church.
What did your mother think when you brought home crosses?
She threw them away.
Yeah, that's super evangelical, by the way.
Yeah, she was like, she would tell me when I would come back. She would deprogram me when I would come back.
Why did she let you go?
Because I needed friends.
Matter settled. Andrew has been twice married and twice divorced.
Twice divorced. He spent about $15,000 on her.
He also tells you, 12 to 15, he also says, my last marriage was with a woman who demanded money all the time. So go with what you know.
Candace is not that person, I know that she's here for the real reasons.
And he's got a ring. And he goes to Vineland, New Jersey to meet Annie, our financial planner, who we already talked about.
Who keeps it real, because this is for real Friday,
motherfucking real.
For real Friday.
And he says, I've actually spent more than I expected. And she's like, okay, let's talk budget. Let's talk money. How much do you make? And she's there with her calculator. And they add everything up, y'all. And it's basically what he earns in a month barely covers all
he's
the expenses.
He's got like $400 left over.
And so there's nothing for emergencies. What if he needs something? I don't know if this man has children or not.
You know what? He could be Sean.
But you know what? Weirdly,
could be Sean.
Sean always gets money somehow.
Yeah, because I bet you he keeps getting loans.
Possibly, but I think this guy, the sadness here is that this guy will do anything. And she's even saying, don't you want... You need to make some more money. You need to find some money. He's like, that's when he goes, so you're saying I should get a new credit card? No!
No, that's not the way. He needs to work more. He calls Candace.
He'll get a part-time job.
And he said, so I went and saw a financial advisor. And she goes,
wow.
You did what? And she completely freaks out on him.
Now, there are two ways to think about this. That... Candace is a control
Chevy.
AKA Chevy is a controlling mess, and or Candace doesn't want anyone else telling him what to do with his money.
Can it be both, Poodle? Can it be both?
I would hope that it's both.
I think it's both.
And
yeah, I think that is so true. She wants to make all y'all. He got the ex that he had before.
Yeah.
He's going to wish he had that egg.
This is the simpiest of simps. And this is definitely a Lalu special. Yeah. We get a lot of these guys.
Don't hide anything from me ever again. The caller has hung up the phone. That was great.
Let's move on to Ayana and Jamal.
I'll be your private dancer. I don't really know that song.
Dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. It's a great song. I remember me singing that, and I think my mother overheard me.
What'd she say to you?
And she's like, what are you singing about? It's like the Tina Turner song. She's like, oh, Lord.
So we both were singing Tina Turner at a young age.
Yeah. And your father, your brother said, don't sing that song.
I love singing that driving on the three-wheeler.
Which I still say are dangerous.
You know, the woman that owns the buckle in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Her nephew just died on a four-wheeler.
And three-wheelers are even less balanced than four-wheelers.
13 years old, out there with his cousin, with her son.
But do you know what I'm saying? Four-wheelers are actually, because there's four wheels, there's actually more balance than three-wheelers.
I wouldn't give my child any of them.
No. Or a trampoline.
I agree. Y'all, if you're hearing squeaking, not the butt plug.
I'm trying
and Poodle's
to get
butt.
Comfortable in the couch.
He's trying to get comfortable on the couch.
So,
Our first... How do I say this? I feel like...
I know what you're going to say.
Lalu a lot of times has couples that have a juxtaposition where someone's in a very different place in their life, but then they're dating someone in prison who's bringing... But it seems like this just isn't going to end well for anyone.
Because both people are frequently involved with the criminal justice system.
Frequently. And Ayana, right?
Ayana
seems like something's happened in her past.
Let's say erratic. A little distressed and a little unstable.
Yes. Now she's 27. She's a dancer. Jamal,
36, drug trafficking.
They live in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Sounds nice.
My favorite hyphenated city.
And that's quite a list for you.
There's not a lot of hyphenated cities.
What's your second?
I'm trying to think about ones. More hyphenated cities.
I can't
think Wilkes-Barre.
Can't think of any.
Yeah. I guess that was when the cities of Wilkes and Barre merged.
Yeah.
Someone knows about this and someone will tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Riveting.
Yeah, sorry. I'm thinking there was the town of Fox, I believed, almost merged with I was trying to think
I assume this is Oklahoma.
Yeah, Fox. There's a town called Fox.
You say that like I should know where it is.
They're the Fox, and their mascot's actually the Foxes, so they're just the Foxes. So I thought that was pretty...
No,
they are. They're the Foxes. And so, what else are they going to be?
No, they're just the Foxes.
Well, but they're the town. They got to say the Fox. But anyway, I feel like it was so stupid. That almost merged with Grove, and it almost became Fox Grove, and they said, that's too close to Lone Grove, and we've got Oak Grove, and they wouldn't allow the merging. I think it was Fox.
What authority said no?
Someone somewhere in the county said no. Probably some woman in charge who was a clerk who probably said, I'm not going to do that. That's going to confuse my little cousin Daniel. Anyway.
Spoiler alert, Daniel's already confused. Ayana is a dancer, a private dancer, a dancer for money, an exotic dancer.
Her friend is driving her because we find out a little bit that her license is already suspended.
If you thought like I did, I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's fancy or I wonder if it's modern or jazz.
Well,
or maybe she's a tapper.
The place is called Where Your Dream Girls Boys Will Make You Happy. Yah, yah, yah.
She works in a titty bar, y'all.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And that is fine.
Look, I'm not judging that at all. And honestly, I think it's fucking stupid that she's going to have to go to jail for smoking
for
pot.
Yeah.
It's fucking
I agree with
stupid.
You.
Then we saw a video of her beating the shit out of Jamal's ex-girlfriend.
Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves because we need to script this narrative a little bit better. There were several little treats left in this exposition.
Y'all,
and I'd like to go through them.
Let's go
if
through
I may.
Because I want to say, I don't even think we've heard the worst of it.
We haven't. There's worse. So, she says, I want to be successful. She's like, you know, I thought about being an anesthesiologist. I thought about being this, but
lawyer.
I just want to be successful and do everything. And she's like, I got a lot of cash. She's a single mom to Amira and Darian. And she says, I like the freedom that exotic dancing gives me. Totally get that. Because now it might not be good to pair the total freedom it gives you with smoking a bowl and driving to work.
No, I just found a sequin in this chair in my hotel.
That's a big
really
sequin.
Big sequin.
That's a Miss Debbie sequin.
It is. Yeah, I mean, so it is when you, again, if you think about it too much, you get sad because you realize this woman probably wanted to be a lawyer or anesthesiologist, but potentially where she is in her circumstance of life, that was never an option and a privilege she had.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So
I just want to say that because I don't think, I hope we don't come off of, we are not blaming her.
No.
For her decisions
and
how she lives
her life. I think circumstances just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's making the best of it.
She really is, yeah.
Her and Jamal were friends when he got locked up because he was dating, the way it's said in her very, very forthright delivery, because he was dating my ex-best friend.
When she said that, I knew something happened.
Oh, please go on.
Yes, please. Please. Stop telling about your ass be ass and tell us about the ex-girlfriend.
And then, so she reconnected with Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I love the fact that his skin is chocolate and he's
his
like,
teeth
but
are
it's,
pretty.
But it's that third leg. And I'm like, we got a dick pig.
We got a dick. That's what I got to say, y'all. I like her. She's funny.
I think she's going to provide a lot of funny moments.
I think so too.
It does start to wrinkle me a little bit that she thinks that her actions should not have repercussions.
No, I agree with
and
that.
And it now, does feel like that.
I agree with that. She wants to mold his dick. She said she wished she could have. I guess you can do that because I know porn stars have done that. Have you ever wanted to mold a man's dick? Could you put it on the fuck machine as an attachment?
Could
I
do it as a craft project? Because I wouldn't want to pay for it.
Well, you might have to pay. I think you put like a bucket of, you get a bucket of mold or clay, and then they, I guess they fuck the bucket.
Here's the same.
I
here's
know
the
there's
thing.
A sissy who's
it's,
made a mold of her boyfriend's
dick. It's not the same.
Dick.
It's not the same.
Doesn't have the warmth.
Yeah. And
the vitality.
The same panache isn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you got to do the work.
Also, I just choose someone else. Dicks are a dime a dozen.
You can find,
if you look hard enough, you will find a good enough hard dick. If you look hard enough, you'll find another hard one.
Yeah, exactly.
Dicks are out there and they're everywhere.
One in every seven dicks is a third leg.
I don't think it's that high.
You think lower?
I do think lower.
One in five?
No, four? I'm saying it's one in at least 15.
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Seven for me. Maybe nine. One in nine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay. Been with a lot of big dicks.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a wonder.
Maybe it's because you profile.
It's a wonder those things aren't even, it's still up in there.
Yeah, that's true. So later on, the lawyer calls her and she's had a second DUI. I went, oh no. And so it was weed. And she says, I've been in trouble. I've just been in trouble for years, y'all.
I'm laughing because the way the attorney said, so you got this DUI. It wouldn't be that bad. But remember. And that's how he lays this out.
Remember when you beat the shit out of that girl and someone put it on Instagram?
And then we remember see it, y'all. When, and she is assaulting this woman.
And she's literally beating the woman's head in.
Like she could have killed this woman the way she was. Which means, y'all, Ayana has fucking horrible anger issues.
Yeah, and she has a lot of potential for violence. Yeah. And this is someone who probably shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't know if someone should be on a television show like this.
I worry about that.
Especially someone who has custody for two children.
Because Hottie had her issues with fighting other women, but at the same time.
You mean Ty and Hottie? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ty, yeah. Ty had her, but then she would go and kind of work it out on a phone conversation in the graveyard.
And she had ghosts behind her.
She did. Ooh.
But y'all, this looked awful.
It looked awful.
Holy shit. It was pretty extreme violence. And the lawyer's like, yeah, you're probably going to do a little jail time for this one because of your history. And it's anywhere from 15 to 90 days. And she's like, what about my kids? But she pivots immediately to say, but then I won't be able to talk to Jamal. And I'm like, fuck, that's not what you should be thinking right now.
I mean, she was just earlier talking about he's the chocolate or she's the chocolate. He's got the cream. She's too old for dancing. She wants to get out of it. It literally is like a movie that would star Elizabeth Berkley too. Or what's her name? She was in that movie too. She's got the long mouth.
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon would star in this movie.
Trouty mouth.
A dancer who almost got out of dancing or whatever some type of work that maybe
but a lot less unintentionally funny than Showgirls is.
No, but then something happens and you missed your big break. It literally was that kind of sad.
No, they threw pearls on the floor.
Yeah.
That's what happened here. Not a DUI. And Kyle MacLachlan raped her in a pool. The friend.
Oh, yeah. Lexi's crying. She's crying. And she said, I just don't know what to do because God put Jamal on this earth for me. And I wondered, what if Jamal is actually kind of the calm one? I wonder if Jamal kind of would center her.
I don't know.
We don't know a lot about him.
We got nothing about him.
Got a lot about the next two people.
Y'all, guess
whoop,
what?
Whoop, whoop. Gay people.
This is our first gay couple.
Is it really?
Love After Lockup. Yes.
Is it?
First gay couple.
I guess we've had gay male. We've had women.
That's true.
Because, dude.
But
you want to go have some sushi food and be a lesbian with me?
Even that, Amber and Puppy weren't really that much of a couple.
No, they never,
This is full-on boyfriends. These are full-on boyfriends.
Y'all, we got some dick lickers in Boise, Idaho.
But don't worry, it's going to get dark.
So Joey's 46, a real estate agent. Michael.
40.
40.
Intent to just deliver drug trafficking.
So I guess to deliver drugs, he was going to
deliver the drugs to someone? Okay.
Y'all, as soon as Joey says that he lives with his parents, I said, okay, this guy's a former addict. I'd wasted no time.
I kind of wondered something was going on when he used that butt plug just to stand the computer on.
I think that's his dog's
toy. I don't think so.
Well, he said it looked like a butt plug.
Well,
so
if it looks like a butt plug and smells like a butt plug, it's probably a butt plug.
I don't think we know what it smells like.
But?
The
dog was cute. Yeah, when he said that, well, first of all, y'all might not know this. We know this from just being gay men in Los Angeles. I really learned a lot of it when I ran that crystal meth group. But meth and sex addiction go hand in hand. And as soon as Michael jumped on this call, and he's like, I just got done working out, and I'm so horny now. And I was like, oh, life is a gay porn to you.
Yeah.
Which is not real life.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Michael isn't really done with drugs.
No.
Joey... And here, I want some other crumbs that were left in this storyline.
Some other big sequins we pulled from a couch.
Yes, some other sequins we pulled out of a couch. Besides Michael saying, what are you wearing? And you're right, the fantasy of this. So Joey came out at 30, which is rather late. But not unheard of, especially in some parts of the country.
Yeah.
He's in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he dated women, but he's like, I knew something had to change because I was miserable. So we've already have a tendency towards depression. So you're seeing this add up, y'all. Denial of sexual orientation. That everything's related. And then, of course, going towards substance abuse. Very common in the gay community.
Yes.
And he said, I'm not ashamed of myself anymore. And it's a dude in prison. And that's who I love.
The way he said it was in his kind of stage of coming out, felt like he was still kind of new.
Yeah.
Then, so Michael's trying to get him to have prison or cam sex. This is what Lalu does best. The juxtaposition of Joey saying, well, my parents are in the other room. And then...
Hey, I got a meeting. I had a meeting this morning.
Emil, did you take your supplement this morning, Emil?
I had a meeting and I forgot to do it.
Now
I'll take my fish oil in the afternoon.
Your knee will get rickety if you don't take it, Emil. You know
Linda, stop nagging me.
This is what Lalu does best.
So besides the two parents in the next room and the prison guy suggesting gay video sex with that mother and father.
This is where someone who
listens. Fucking genius.
This is someone, y'all, because we're giving you this. We didn't say this.
I couldn't script this.
We're giving you this better show on our free feed, public feed, because this is normally on the $8 tier of our RG Plus, which is Apple subscriptions or Patreon or Supercast. And if you're listening to the public feed, listen to this for free, you just heard Poodle say... They're talking about supplements while he's being coerced and having gay virtual sex. And you went, I'm watching this. You're one of us.
You will not regret watching Love After Lockup. I don't know anyone who does.
We TV on Friday nights or on streaming on All Black.
Guaranteed or your money back. That's not true. I'm not giving you any money. That's not how it works. But... turns out Joey's been living with his parents because, as he said, I was struggling with depression, but, and then my parents just said, live with us, save some money.
Great. That's good. We all do that. Great. What's wrong with that?
But it's been 10 years.
Whoa. I did not expect that. Yikes. When he said 10 years, cause I wrote it down, but he's 46.
So this is no longer a place where someone needed to get back on their feet. This is someone who likes living with their parents, who is probably, it still seems like, I know he's acting like this guy is his world. This guy, I promise you, this guy is still in depression.
Well, no.
There's no.
Possibly. What I think he's acting like, and we find this out later, he's acting like a child of an alcoholic.
Which he is.
Which is, he needs to go to like Al-Anon, codependent, all that kind of stuff, because that's how he's acting.
And I also, so he met Michael on an app.
He said a popular dating app.
Grindr.
Yeah.
And they hooked up, and he's like, I was going through a slutty phase. Yeah, been there.
How long you been going through that one, Poodle?
Most of my life. Anyway, he says, we reconnected right before he got locked up again. He said, again, so that's another cue. And I wrote down, I could have been Joey if I would have reconnected with that guy who went to jail.
You did. Did you not ever talk to him again?
Since he's been out of jail.
Did he try to hit you up?
A couple times.
You didn't respond at all?
Yeah, because...
Don't lie to me, I'll know.
He didn't really do hard time. It was like an easy prison.
Like white collar shit?
Yeah.
It was drugs,
I wasn't really
right?
interested in... No, it wasn't. It was someone blamed him for something, some kind of like embezzlement at work.
Did he do it?
I never asked.
Well, I think maybe he did.
I never asked.
Because
I never talked to him.
Was he a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he had to do it because they wouldn't have convicted him without
fair,
real proof.
Fair. Anyway, this says, and they show Michael's mugshot, which looks rough and looks methed out.
As he's older, it doesn't, yeah.
Y'all, Michael is really hot at like 25, and it gets older and older. He looks 10 years, now he looks older than Joey.
He does, because he's how old? He's 40. 40.
But he looks older.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael says, a stable and mature man is what I need. Red flags everywhere.
Stable was what I need.
Y'all, this guy's still going through addiction, almost certainly.
I'm telling you, it's classic, though. This is the line that really told me ACA, child of an alcoholic, when he said... But Michael and he cried, and he was like, we rescue one another.
Oh,
that
I know.
That is like the, y'all, and I bring this up not to make fun of, but if you say things like that, or if you feel those kind of things, that is a definition of codependency.
We rescue one another.
You rescue yourself.
Preach.
That's it.
Thank you.
No one will rescue you. No one is coming to save you.
No one has the power to do that.
No one has the power to do that. Only you can do that, period.
I really wish that was more widely known.
It's...
No motherfucker's going to save you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so he says he has a very high sex drive and I don't want him to get bored with me because I'm a bottom and he's a top. We just say it.
This is gay rights.
I don't think, yes, we did have Valentine and Carlos from Love and Paradise introducing
you
the concept.
You looking so sweet, right down to your ass cheeks.
I downloaded that song, but I could not use it on our show. Like, there was no time that, because all the other shows, songs I like better.
Yeah. And they're not on Love and Paradise this year.
Nope.
No, they were on 90 Day Fiancé, right?
No.
They've broken up since then, though. Yeah. Shocker.
He's like, very much about him. We get it, Nerp. We get it, Nelly. You just take it and scream.
Which,
you could tell Michael is like that alpha top energy. And
which
it's
maybe
like,
will make him not want to do meth.
Well,
it's hard to do meth when you're a top.
It doesn't really matter because that's why I think that then later on he says, yeah, when we were together, I did things that I really regret I have done. And I went, you totally did drugs with him. And that I think Michael may have been, I think Joey has definitely tried meth before.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talked about a time where he tried meth when he's passed out on the floor, OD'd.
When his parents found him, yeah.
And I guarantee you he probably did it with Michael. And I think that's the secret.
Yeah.
That he relapsed. Because he said the things I wasn't proud of. And so these are two people who are probably not functionally sober.
Well, and it's, yeah, and it's...
Who need to be.
It's... I
I feel like...
Because I do not believe that Joey is really strong in his sobriety.
Well, it doesn't seem like... Not that he's shirking responsibility per se, because I don't know. I don't want to... We don't know that much. But it does... At least the way it was edited, it felt like he was saying, well, my dad was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And that disease is... And it almost kind of like that was his excuse for doing that when that is... Yeah, that's a disease. I don't know. I need to know more about his sobriety because it just doesn't feel like he's really owning the choices he made confidently. And that is kind of a marker.
Well, he said he'd been sober, as he said, from alcohol for 10 years. He did not say sober, period.
And the only thing that could possibly save him would be his dad.
Yeah.
Because his dad is giving this great advice.
I like his dad so much.
I love his dad. They kiss on the lips. My dad used to do that.
I never did that in my family.
He would do that. My whole family, Aunt Peggy, they'll all... Well, you can't kiss Aunt Peggy on the lips anymore because you'll take her lip off. but they, she will, yeah. And I got to say this too about the dad. And maybe it's because it's been a while for me, but...
No.
I'm just saying.
Joey's
dad was wearing a backwards hat, and I wasn't not into it.
That man is.
He was so sweet.
Late 60s.
But I thought he was so sweet, and then I thought, well, maybe he would be a compassionate lover. He just needs to ride supplement. That backwards hat, y'all, it does it for me.
Take his Metamucil.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway. So
sorry, that completely derailed you.
What I do think the dad is good at saying is, do you trust this relationship? I think the dad is doing everything but saying, you're dating an addict.
His dad is saying all the right things, like, yes, like he's gonna, addicts are con people. We are con, he can be a con man, that's in our nature. And Joey says, you know, I keep saying, like, when we get out, I'll go to a program, I'll go with him. And the dad keeps saying, words, words, words. It's all about actions.
So true.
And that's a thing of like, children, about they believe the words and not that. It's so true. And so his dad says, you know, he's like, we're a con. And that's my fear, because, quote, sometimes pudding ain't pudding. Unless you eat it.
He said proof's in the pudding.
Well, Chelsea Mars said it better.
Pudding ain't pudding unless you eat it.
But he said, and this is so true, everybody, stop believing people's words. He said, I have to see this guy change. Start believing their actions.
Especially if they're literally, if you did drugs with them, and because he's right, an addict, especially who's in active addiction, in current addiction, will say anything.
Yeah, because the addiction is more important to them than anything. That's what they're in love with.
This guy, I'm really worried about. I'm worried about him and Tenny.
He seems like a nice guy. They both seem like nice people.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say that other people aren't nice, but they seem like very naive. That's a better word.
Yeah.
Because Ayana seems nice too. She just has a past.
I think she's a very violent person.
She's a very violent person. I guess not nice is the word. Well, as Emil says, this was very poetic. He said, well, listen, son, we wear many masks, and which one is really us?
Oof.
And that leads me, as we end this, Poodle, what mask do you wear mostly?
Whatever one's got less semen on it. The pup mask, I can... Yeah. You can put them in the dishwasher. It's kind of amazing.
Wow.
So glad I have a dishwasher.
Wow. That's the show. If you enjoyed this because you're a sick motherfucker like us and you want to hear more, you can do that. But to do that, you need to go to RG Plus. That's on patreon.com/realitygaze. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, next week when Love After Lockup, it'll come up on your public free Apple app. And you can click on it. It'll say, do you want to purchase this? It's with one click. Bop, bop. Yeah. You're done.
The cringe tier, which is where all the good trash is. Seeking Sister Wife.
Or you can go to Supercast. So And we are going to change Patreon to do Spotify. We just got busy with tour, y'all. So we're supposed to get a Spotify rep and get our account set up. I need to email them. So anyway, we are working on that. But if you want to hear it, you're going to have to jump in to that cringe chair. We promise you, it's wonderful. Just going to get nuttier, y'all. It's just going to get nuttier.
And we only had four of the couples, and I believe we have six or seven.
Six or seven. So more to come.
Yeah.
More to come.
And they usually save the real nutters for like episode three or four.
Yeah.
Because that's when Sam and Lisa came on.
Yeah. We don't have any returners. This is
Love During Lockup.
Yeah, it's all new. We don't have Dalton and Black and White Cookie. Uh-oh, Poodle sneezing.
I've been sneezing ever since we landed in Detroit.
It is dry.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that's the show. We'll see you in Detroit if you're going to that show with Gino and Jasmine, or we'll see you in Toronto.
Hey,
Toronto.
Canada.
Toronto. That's what I said.
No hard T's.
Toronto.
There you go.
We both say it, I noticed.
Okay.
You just said it to someone today. You went Toronto.
Okay.
So we got to work. Toronto.
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 No, with an O at the end.
Toronto. Toronto.
There.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Well, I probably won't say it right, y'all, but I'll try.
Won't.
All right, everybody. So we'll see you at those shows. And if you're into this, we'll see you next week. But until then, what, Poodle?
We will learn you later.